pray as you celebrate the second Sunday of Advent. There's a cartoon in a newspaper that shows several lions and lambs living contentedly in the same pen, and there was a caption that said, "Peaceful coexistence." A man was asked the owner how he had achieved such a remarkable result. And he replied, "Quite easily. Each day I just throw in a few more lambs." This scene reflects the hopes of Isaiah in today's passage, where he envisions all the creatures of the world dwelling together in a state of delightful harmony. The message of the cartoon, however, is that things are often not what they seem to be. Regardless of appearances, we know that the powerful so often dominate the weak, both among animals and humans. The distressing experiences of history have made one critic quip, "Peaceful coexistence is found only in the cemetery." The prophet Isaiah provides us with a long-range view of Advent, with his visions and prayers of universal peace. Today, however, the Church introduces a second and more immediate voice of the season in the person of John the Baptist. He appears in the role and costume of Elijah, his famous predecessor. He identifies himself as a herald's voice in the desert. He's a religious reformer. He's initiating changes which will be carried to completion by the Messiah who is under hand. Although trained in the sacred traditions of the past, John calls his audiences to abandon anything which fosters a false sense of security. He leads them to take the first step into a new faith by being cleansed in the waters of the Jordan. He promises the gifts of the fire and the Holy Spirit. But these will come through the hands of the one he is introducing, Christ. We should heed the annual plea of Isaiah and John at the time of adventurous time of the year, and re-examine our lives and determine if we are being honest and sincere. Pharisees and Sadducees were berated by John, and later by Jesus, for performing religious actions without the right attitude. In the penitential season of Lent, we emphasize reformed, being more faithful to our sacred beliefs and practices. But in Advent, we are called to assess the beliefs and practices themselves. Do we place too much faith in the wrong things? Before we can do anything Christian, we must have a deep and abiding faith in the person of Jesus Christ. So this is the time of the year when we can pause to think thoughts of peace, to review our depth of faith in Jesus, and examine how we can come to a better way of thinking and doing.